Look out! Beware! Castles on the air. Let the flags go up, let the drawbridge down. Let the circus roll right into town. With jugglers, lions, and a sad-faced clown. Look out! Beware! Castles on the square. Let the drums give rolls, let the trumpets jam. And all this calls for a slice of ham. So you switch on the radio and here I am. Beware! Castles on the air.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, it's great to be back. It really is. Really. It is. Mind you, it's great to be anywhere after last night. Oh, boy, that was terrible, really. I was appearing in cabaret, you see. You know what cabaret is, don't you? It's where the audience sit at tables and eat chicken in the basket and drink bottles of wine. It's a bit like the old music hall, but they've got more ammunition. Nah, it's not easy, you know, trying to do a sophisticated comedy act with a chip sticking out of your nose. It's impossible to tap dance with your shoes full of scampi as well. But that didn't happen last night, actually, because there was nothing to eat, you see. The chef was off with food poisoning. Now, what happened was the band never turned up. Now, this was annoying for me because, well, you know, I spare no expense when it comes to music. And I'd booked the top orchestra in the country, and it never turned up. Apparently, it had a puncture on his motorbike. There was only one thing I could do. I had to ask the volunteer out of the audience to come and sort of play for me, you know. You know what it's like, trying to sing My Way with a Coleman Paper trio? It wouldn't have been so bad, but two of the Combs had no teeth. Mind you, neither had two of the players. But thank goodness, nothing's likely to go wrong here today.
All right, then, Norman. It's us, no?
Oh, dear, dear. Keep your mouth shut, Roy.
Nice to see you again, no? Hurry up, Sheridan. It's no.
Hey, who's the woman with Sheridan?
Woman, no. That's not a woman. That's Sheridan's granny.
That's not a woman, no. That's me.
Just granny. Told him, son. Just told him.
I don't think I've met her before, have I?
No, well, now she's out, she started going around with us. Actually, she's a bit upset this week, Norm. Fate has dealt her a cruel blow.
She's been jilted.
Jilted? Yeah, left at the altar, Norm. Cast aside like an old pair of socks.
But who'd do a thing like that?
The last person you'd ever think of.
Go on, then. Who?
Tell him some.
Richard Burton.
Ah, now, this is ridiculous.
Yes. All right, Marigold. He's on his way, love.
Look, how could Richard Burton possibly leave Sheridan's granny at the altar?
He never turned up, though. Mind you, it's just as tragic for Sheridan.
Why?
It was the first time I'd been a bridesmaid.
Oh. Hey, he looked lovely, he did. Lemon yellow organzi and a bunch of zaps.
Oh, Dickie, Dickie, I'm waiting for you, Dickie.
We had all this 30 years ago, you know, no?
You mean she's been jilted before?
17 times.
Who jilted her 30 years ago, then?
Tell him so.
Errol Flynn.
Errol Flynn? She was on his yacht all the time, though. He drank champagne out of her wellies and everything, you know.
Errol, oh, Errol, come back, Errol.
All right, Marigold, love. Keep rowing. She meets them all at the Cannes Film Festival.
What does she do there? What's she writing?
Don't be silly, Norm. She's on the ice cream tray. That's where Richard Burton fell for her.
He queued 20 minutes for a pool surprise.
On a stick.
And she was spotted by a film director.
You know, that Italian fella. Took her out to dinner.
Zeffirelli.
No, they had egg and chips. Anyway, we can't stand here all day talking about Sheridan's granny. We've got to get down to the registry office.
Ah, she's marrying Paul Newman today.
Don't be daft, Norman. It's for Sheridan. And he can't keep Princess Grace waiting, can he? Come on, son. Have you got your confetti, Marigold?
That music heralds the first chapter in the most sensational scoop ever presented on Castles on the Air. We have obtained the rights to the book they said could never be written. The book they're all talking about. Confessions of a Super Spy, written by the master himself, Leonard Rumbles.
Super Spy!
Mr. Rumbles, I found your book fascinating.
I know exactly what you mean. Once you put it down, you don't want to pick it up again.
Absolutely, yeah. The chapter where you describe your investigation into the Australian connection was quite gripping.
Oh, you mean when I was underdown?
No, it's down under.
No, underdown.
No, it's down under.
I was underdown, Albert underdown. I was under a cover, you see.
What about Sydney and Adelaide?
Oh, I don't know where they went.
Tell me in your own words the thoughts, the hopes, even the fears that you felt on this important mission.
An unbelievable story was slowly unravelled. So was his unbelievable cardigan. It was a story of the incredible suffering underdown underwent undercover down under. Dropped with his superior M by parachute into the unknown, they roamed aimlessly for weeks on end.
Let's face it, cover, we're lost in the bush. Bear dinkum.
Look at those vile creatures circling overhead, Rumbold. Just waiting to pick our bones.
I never did like kangaroos.
It's so hot, though, Rumbold. I just can't bear it. It's so hot.
Well, drink it out of the saucer.
Jolly good idea, yes. Lovely. Rumbold, don't move. Up that tree.
How can I go up that tree if I don't move?
No, look. Up that tree, hanging from that branch. It's an aborigine.
Hey, I could just see one of them.
Rumbold, an aborigine. Leave this to me. I know these people. I speak their language. I say there, aborigine chappy. I'll try another dialect.
Are you talking to me there, I
Yes. What were you doing up that tree?
Pinching apples.
Now, that's a gum tree.
I didn't say I got any.
Look, we need plenty of help. We are walking round in circles, getting up nowhere.
Blimey, an Everton supporter.
Enough of this. Can you help us?
Well, it depends, like you see. I'm waiting to meet our Elsie. She's gone to the doctor's.
Just a minute. Rumbold, this could mean danger.
I never touched her!
Tell me, aborigine chap here, is this Elsie some sort of agent?
Yeah, but if you want to look at a catalogue, a man's got it.
Look, man, we've been lost in this bush for 3 weeks.
Without a billabong between us.
Rumbold, look, there's an aeroplane. Quick, light a fire.
I'm not cool.
Ah, I think he spotted us. Yes, it looks like he's dropping supplies.
Hello, Dad, Elsie.
I wish that flying doctor wouldn't hold his surgery in his ear of flying.
What did he have to say, love?
He's given me something for these headaches.
I say, was it an aspirin or a crash hat?
She'd never swallowed a... Although, I don't know.
Any road, let's be having your love. Come on, follow me. There's a bus due in half an hour.
What a fascinating story.
Yeah, we only made one mistake.
You mean trusting that aborigine and his wife?
He wasn't an aborigine. He was a traffic warden.
In the Australian bush?
That was the mistake. We landed in a shepherd's bush.
All right, Sheridan. Off you go, son.
I'd like to sing for you now. My
No, not this week.
Hang on, though. It's his big chance.
Oh, I'm sorry. You see, they've asked me to sing.
Oh, well, that's our big chance. Come on, Sheridan, they're open.
What are you doing the rest of your life? North and south and east and west of your life. I have only one request of your life, that you spend it all with me. All the seasons and the times of your days, all the nickels and the dimes of your days, let the reasons and the rhymes of your days all begin and end with me. I want to see your face in every kind of light, in fields of dawn and forests of the night. And when you stand before the candles on a cake, oh, let me be the one to hear the silent wish you make. Those tomorrows waiting deep in your eyes, in the world of love you keep in your eyes, I'll awaken what's asleep in your eyes. It may take a kiss or two, through all of my life, summer, winter, spring, and fall of my life, all I ever will recall of my life is all my life with you. When you stand before the candles on a cake, oh, let me be the one to hear the silent wish you make. Those tomorrows waiting deep in your eyes, in the world of love you keep in your eyes, I'll awaken what's asleep in your eyes. It may take a kiss or two, through all of my life, summer, winter, spring, and fall of my life, all I ever will recall of my life is all with you.
catch plane, Roy. Coming out, Roy. Coming out to play.
No.
Why aren't you coming out to play, Roy? Why aren't you coming out to play?
I've been a naughty boy.
What did you do that was naughty, Roy? What did you do that was naughty? Did you bury your granny in the compost heap again, Roy?
No.
Well, what did you do? That was naughty. Did you put your frog in your dad's pajamas again, Roy?
No. I made the dinner for me mum. I made tomato soup in the pressure cooker.
Hey, that sounds nice, Roy. That sounds nice. What did it taste like, Roy?
I don't know. I haven't scraped it off ceiling yet.
What else did you keep, Roy? What else did you keep? Did you do any upstairs, Roy?
Yeah. I made some custard.
Oh, I love custard, Roy. I love lots of custard, Roy.
Yeah, I made lots and lots of custard. In fact, I made so much I couldn't find a dish big enough.
What did you make it in then, Roy? What did you make custard in?
Me mum's new handbag.
And now, once again, we're proud, nay, privileged, to bring you Castles on the Air's own repertory company, Breadline Productions. This week, we present a spine-chilling tale of horror, fear, and dread.
It's not going to sing again, is it?
Frankenstein and his monster.
Oh, my body lies over the table.
Not this week, Sharon.
Sorry about that, no. Now, my name's Igor, you know, like, I'm Baron Frankenstein's chief assistant, you know, like the head man in the laboratory, you know, the gaffer. You know, the blocker man. I make all them weird bubbling potions and carve up his bodies for him, you know. And in my spare time, I help out with Meals on Wheels. Then there's Mrs. Frankenstein. She's like the Baron's bird, you know. He's Judy. You know, he's Tat. You know. And this bird ain't half ugly. Oh. I'm not joking. Next to her, his monster looks like Errol Flynn. Anyhow, this monster we're making is the tickiest thing you've ever seen in your life. So the fella that stutters is playing him.
My name is Frankenstein's monster.
I've just told him. Anyhow, our story starts just as we're unpacking a new batch of heads which have arrived at the laboratory that morning.
Ah, I say, Igor, this one is a beauty.
Which one's that, Frank?
This chappy here, this one. Yes, I like this one here.
Oh, very nice. Lovely pair of bloodshot eyes.
Yes, and the bean one's not bad either.
Come on then, Frank. Let's bung it on.
Just a minute, Igor. We can't use this head.
Why not, Gaffer?
Look, man. It's got a left-hand thread.
Yeah. Blimey. Mind you, I'm not surprised. Made in Hong Kong.
Never mind, Igor. We've got plenty more, eh?
At last, I am alive. What can I do for you, Master?
Will you shut up, Sheridan? You're too early, sir.
Well, I How long are you going to be?
I don't write the script, son. We can't start talking before we've stuck your head on. I'm sorry about that, Norm. Carry on.
Yes, right. Pass me the tape measure, Igor. Danke schön. Now then, 16.5-inch neck.
Hey, that's perfect, Frank.
I take up 14 collar.
Sure, then, will you shut up?
All right, Igor. Pass it over here. Now, where are those bolts?
Here you are, Frank, lad.
Hold the head in place, Igor. Oh, that's it. Ah, excellent. A perfect fit. Doesn't he look superb, Igor?
Oh, yeah, great. It's on back to front, but he looks great.
Well, well. It's all right, that. That's better. Right, Igor. Let's wire him up to the transformers, huh? Check the voltage, will you? 45,000 volts should be enough.
Hey, Frank. What's that?
I don't know, Igor. Someone's coming towards our laboratory.
Yeah. Oh, God, blimey, it's horrible. That's horrible.
That's no way to talk about my wife, Igor. What is it, my love?
Here, Frank, there's a fella called. He says he's the grave digger.
Ah, yes, he's come for the empties. Tell him they're in the backyard, my love. I've left him a note for an extra one on Sunday. Together with a pineapple yogurt.
Right. You haven't said you like my new hairdo, Frank.
Ah, it's very nice, my love.
Yeah, looks like a hedgehog with dandruff.
Yes, well, fasten the electrodes to the transformer, Igor. Then we are ready.
Oh, is there anything I can do to help while I'm here?
Yeah, grab all of these two wires.
Oh, I say. Who's that on the slab, Frank?
That's my latest creation, my love.
Oh, he's nice, isn't he? Good looking.
Sure, blimey.
Film star features, isn't he?
Yeah, got a face like Trigger.
Well, come on then. Let's throw the switch. No, no, Igor, don't throw it at me. Turn it on.
Hey! It tickles!
Oh, shut up, Sheridan. This is your big bit.
Now then, listen to me, Monster Chappie. Let's see if you can put the jacket on. Put your left arm in.
Oh, blimey, he's not doing that joke, is he?
No, no, no. Pull your left arm out.
He is doing that joke.
Now, put your left arm in.
Here it comes.
And you shake it all about. You do the okey-dokey, the turn about.
I think we'll increase the voltage to maximum.
Hey, don't touch that switch.
Come on, Igor.
Oh, stop it, yes, help.
Ah, what's up here? It's only electricity.
It's hurting, help. Oh, oh, help.
Oh, do shut up, monster.
It's all right for you, I'm in agony, help.
Oh, shut up, you're always moaning, you are.
Oh, look at them lovely sparks across his teeth.
Yeah, we're bunging a bit of bread in his mouth. We can have some toast.
Can you smell burning, Igor?
Oh, Frank, it's me. I've left your sausages on. Oh, come on, before they frizzle up.
What about me frizzling up?
Right on, my love. Come on, Igor. Mastermind should be starting soon.
Never mind, Mastermind. Pull that flipping plug out.
Some of us belong to the stars, and that is where I'm going. I will soar all over the sky, and I won't need a Boeing. Most people stay and battle on with their boredom, but what's the sense in dreaming dreams if you hoard 'em? It won't be long before I say my taras. I belong to the stars. Some of us belong to the stars. Up there is where you'll find me. If you want to come for the ride, then form a queue behind me. Soon I'll be wallowing in all of life's riches. I'm gonna carve myself some crater-like niches. You'd better go rehearse your hit before us. I belong to the stars. Some of us belong to the stars. There's followers and leaders. Some of us are born to be great, and others born conceiters. So I will go wherever winners assemble. Yet from now on the earth won't spin, it'll tremble. Soon I'll be passing round the Cuban cigars. I belong to the stars. Some of us belong to the stars. We fly around in orbit. We soak up the wisdom of life, while others can't absorb it. I'll hang me hat in every part of the atlas. Most of the time I will be hopelessly atlas. You must come visit one of my Shangri-Las. I belong to the stars. I belong to the stars. I belong to the stars. I belong to the stars.
Thank you. I'd like to thank Mike Burton.
Ta-da.
Eli Woods.
Cheerio.
Jacqueline Clark.
Bye.
And Brian Fitzgerald and his orchestra. Castles on the Air is written by Mike Craig, Laurie Kinsley and Ron McDonald. Produced here in Manchester by James Casey. We'll all be back again next week. See you then. Bye.